Facebook, Instagram blacklist political commentator Faith Goldie. By Charlie Nash on April 8, 2019. Facebook and Instagram have blacklisted political commentator Faith Goldie from their platforms, just 1 week after Goldie was also banned from Airbnb for her political views. According to CBC News, Goldie was banned from Facebook on Monday as part of a larger crackdown on individuals and groups, with a big tech company reportedly citing its long-standing policies on extremist content and organized hate groups. Individuals and organizations who spread hate, attack, or call for the exclusion of others on the basis of who they are have no place on Facebook, declared Facebook in a statement. "That's why we have a policy on dangerous individuals and organizations, which states that we do not allow those who are engaged in offline organized hate to have a presence on Facebook. The individuals and organizations we have banned today violate this policy, and they will no longer be allowed a presence on our services," the company continued. "Our work against organized hate is ongoing, and we will continue to review individuals, pages, groups and content against our community standards." In a statement, Goldie declared, "Banned from at Facebook and at Instagram." Somehow, Canada's state media had enough advance warning to get a piece out before even I found out. "I have committed no crime. My only fault has been loving my country and citing statistics." The Canadian Anti-Hate Network took credit for Goldie's ban in a post on Twitter, with the group claiming, "We have been calling for them to remove Goldie for several weeks, and this was the test that the new policy would be meaningful in Canada." Just last week, Goldie was banned from Airbnb due to her political views, while last year, Goldie was banned from using payment processing service PayPal. Last year, when Goldie was a candidate for the Toronto mayoral election, Google also shut down her online advertising campaign. According to CBC News, Facebook works with various academics and organizations around the world to determine which ones are hate organizations. The company has previously been reported to be working with the far-left Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, and the Anti-Defamation League, ADL. At least two mass shooters have been fans of the SPLC, including congressional charity baseball game shooter James T. Hodgkinson, who shot Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, and four other individuals in 2017, and had liked the SPLC's page on Facebook, and Floyd Lee Corkins, who attempted to conduct a mass shooting at the Family Research Council offices in Washington, D.C., in 2012 after seeing the organization listed as a hate group on the SPLC's website.